This is the Pulse Stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. What do you say when you stub your toe really badly? Chances are it starts with an F, it has four letters, and it rhymes with truck. But you also might use that word when you want to emphasize how spicy your lunch was, or to express surprise, fear, joy. We curse to convey emotion and to evoke emotions in others. A new book called What the F? What Swearing Reveals About Our Language, Our Brains, and Ourselves digs deep into the brain science of cursing. The author, Ben Bergen, is a professor of cognitive science at the University of California, San Diego. I asked him, what happens in our bodies and our brains when we hear cursing?
Well, we know that profanity systematically has relatively reliable effects on human physiology. So hearing or reading a swear word in your native language, not necessarily as much in a foreign language, leads to an increase in heart rate, increase in blood pressure, pupil dilation, sweating of the palms, a whole host of physiological reactions that are all part of this evolutionarily old fight or flight reflex. And that seems to be the case whether the profanity is used by a comedian who's working blue or by an angry driver next to you who is frustrated about the way that you're using your vehicle.
So even me joking with a coworker, dropping the F-bomb for effect, could have that effect?
That physiological reaction happens either way. What's interesting is that that physiological reaction happens in lots of different circumstances, and what emotion we take that as indexing really depends on context.
And how does profanity affect our ability to process what is being said? Because basically it's just extra words. So does it hinder our ability to understand the meaning of what is being said or help it?
As you're saying, profanity oftentimes adds more information, not about the details of the scenario being described, doesn't provide factual information so much as it provides information about affect, information about what the speaker is feeling right now or what the speaker wants you to feel right now. But we definitely know that language with profanity in it is more memorable to the people who hear it and creates a sort of a flashbulb memory type of effect where people remember not just what was said, but the details of how it was said.
What do we know about swear words and evolution? I mean, it seems like humans have always cursed, but is there any thinking on the evolutionary functions of this or when we started doing this?
There's some amazing neuroscience on this. When people have brain damage to the parts of their brain that control the type of language that we're using right now, so articulating thoughts rationally, coherently, when people have damage to those parts of the brain, their language shuts down. This is known as aphasia, and there are about 1 million Americans today who suffer from one type of aphasia or another because of stroke or traumatic brain injury. Now, nevertheless, when these people suffer that sort of brain damage, they preserve the ability to swear spontaneously, and many of them often do. We've come to learn that the reason that you can get this dissociation where all of language can be damaged except for spontaneous swearing, that the reason for this is that spontaneous swearing is actually generated by a different part of the brain. It's not on the surface of the cortex like all of the other or many of the other abstract, evolutionarily modern things that smart humans can do. It's generated by a system known as the limbic system, in particular the basal ganglia, that's nested deep inside the middle of the brain that we share with other primates, other mammals, even other vertebrates, and that's responsible in other animals for shrieks and cries that are meant to express strong emotions, warning signals, signaling aggression, and so on.
Most of us curb our cursing around children. There was recently a popular joke kids book. It was called, I think, Go the F to Sleep. And I think the reason people thought it was so funny was because obviously you would never read that to your children. Why do we protect our children from offensive language? And what do we know about how it affects them?
This is a question that affects me very personally because I have a 2.5-year-old at home. And I've been very carefully looking through the scientific literature on profanity in children, whether it causes them harm, and if so, how. Here's basically what I've drawn from it. There are some strong words that seem to cause harm. And so those are specifically slurs. So when a child hears slurs, is called by slurs, that affects their emotional and cognitive development in negative ways. But when it comes to the rest of profanity, those fleeting expletives because you stepped on a piece of Lego or you tripped over a baby gate, those profanities have no demonstrable harm on children. So I think the reason that we think that they might is probably because of how we ourselves were raised when we were children. We were told these are bad words. Maybe we were punished for using them. And we've internalized those lessons. We just assume that, well, these words are bad. They could hurt kids. But as I've said, there's really no science pointing in that direction.
Plus, you probably don't want your toddler walking around cursing like a sailor, right?
Sure. I think that's a motivation for a lot of parents. But then the question becomes, well, what's the best way to teach your kids to use language carefully? And you have a couple of options. You can be a linguistic libertarian and take a big step back and say, well, whatever you want to do is fine. You can try to censor them, punish them when they use the words. Or you can model the behavior that you want them to display. So if you believe that they shouldn't be swearing in public, then you don't swear in public. They're learning that there are some behaviors that go in some places and not others.
So now, having written this book, when you curse, do you constantly evaluate your cursing based on your research?
Well, I definitely curse less when I'm talking about the book because, you know, I'm doing science. I want to talk about it objectively and so on. And I feel that using profanity in that context might actually detract a little bit from the message that I'm trying to convey. So I found that I've actually been swearing less as a function of this book, if you can believe it.
Ben, thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, it's been a lot of fun.
Ben Bergen has written What the F, What Swearing Reveals About Our Language, Our Brains, and Ourselves.